بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. First of all, we ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant all those who are ill and sick at home in the hospital, may Allah grant them speed recovery. Allahumma shfihim wa afihim. As'alullah al-azim, Rabbil Arsh al-azim, an yashfihim. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him shifa'an ajilan ghayra ajil. Brother and sister Islam, once again we welcome you to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Uncle Muhsin on the reception and Hafiz Muhammad Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant his father Jannatul Firdaus and grant his mother sabr and ajr. And I'd like to say shukran to all our listeners from Binoni, and brothers who sending SMSs, and shukran jazeel, and say I listen to you for so many years and I learn a lot, and jazakallah, the sister in Islam from Binoni, and all our friends here in Linasia. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program and we say shukran jazeel that you always listen to our program. I'd like to say something before we proceed to our program. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard our children, our Muslim ummah, from any type of haram and any type of fitna. And I mean the zina. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save each and every Muslim from that major sin. It's called zina. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save you and I and each every Muslim from haram. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from the haram and keep haram away from us, inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, last week, We did experience something that I could not believe, that around the Muslim community we can see some cases like the people are selling drugs and those who are selling themselves. And we do believe that when Muslims always live on a group or in a society or in a flocks, and we like to live together so that we can exchange that wasiyah of taqwa and piety. And that's why when we see the Indian Muslim or the Muslim society in South Africa living together, making their own society, and really we do appreciate that, and this is one of the ni'mat of Allah, that we can see the Muslim living together and protecting one another, reminding one another about the obligation of deen and the amanat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Last week I did notice something that around some of the Muslim community, we don't want to name it, because I wish that each and every Muslim can got that precaution and that understanding that we, sometimes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, لا تقربوا الزنا, do not come closer to zina. But tonight I'm just reminding you about that zina come closer to us. So sometimes you have no idea about it. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you ismat. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ma'asum man 'asimahu Allah." The one who's chaste, the one who's protected, the one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decided to protect him. When we see that in a Muslim community we find some cases like that, we have to be fully aware. And now I'd like to remind our brothers and our leaders and our imam and our parents, you must understand that we under attack, we are under the fitna. And we have to be aware. We have to take a legal act or action, legal action, and we have to keep that fitna away from our society. Muslim need a tahir and pak society that we can live. Like for example here in our place, Linasia, in our hometown, we have so many masjid in Linasia. So you heard adhan, you see the Muslim, it's a ni'mat from Allah. You see the Muslim reminding one another, and we got jama'at moving on the street. We feel very good when you heard adhan, when you listen to the call of Allah. Even the non-Muslim enjoy that, they call it man bata aminan fi sirbih, whosoever spend his night secure in his society. So I'm asking myself and you, are you secure from any fitna or any haram? Because we did see some fitna on the street in the Muslim community. So I humbly appeal to the ulama, to the leaders, to the imam, to the brothers, to the groups of youth, those boys who stand to secure and make a protection for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the izzat of the Muslim, for the sake of the honor of the Muslimin, please come out and see what is that fitna and try to take a legal act or legal action to stop that fitna. We have enough in our life. We have drugs around our children. We have that zina, the story behind our children. We need the ulama, the shuyukh, and we need our parents to be fully aware to monitor and check their children. And we must know that there is a fitna around us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala safeguard each and every person, married person, unmarried person, from any fitna, zina, or the fasad. Or may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala secure us. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make karahat, make it dislike for each and every Muslim. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعَصْيَانِ. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us hate and dislike kufr, transgression, and asyan, disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ. We got a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant 7 type of people a protection, and they will be under the shade of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah, where there is no shade beside the shade of Allah. One of these type of shade, which in the day of Hashr and day of Qiyamah, that shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah, a young boy or young person, a youth, grow up on the ta'at of Allah, on the obedience of Allah. We very, very proud and honored to say that amongst the children of the Muslim Ummah, wherever they are, you find a pure youth and young boys better than their parents, better than their forefathers. 70% of the Ummah are youth. That's why when we find the fitna, they targeting our young boys and girls. Brother and sister in Islam, Sahabat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we young. The power of the youth, it's for the ummah, not for the haram. That energy and power of the young boys and girls, if we use it legally, we will find a proper Muslim community. If you look at the salat of the young boys, the recitation of Quran on the young boys and girls, you will find that how powerful is the deen. Look at the ibadah of the boys and see, I'm very proud of our young boys in Linasia, yeah, where I live. I have to take some names there, because I'm very proud of these young boys when they secure and they spend the night patrolling and securing the ummah. And these boys in such an age that really we are elderly people, we feel shy from ourselves, really, we feel very, very shy. That how these boys giving da'wah, protecting the ummah, driving at night, put himself in danger just to let me and you feel secure. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward Hafiz Ziyad Asma'al. May Allah reward you and his friend. I'm very proud of these boys. Whenever you call, you find them in action. May Allah reward them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our youth to be a part of that activities and to secure and to keep the eye securing for the sake of Allah. Inshallah, there is no punishment for this eye. Spend the night to secure for the sake of Allah. The greatest ibadah, when the ibadah comes from the youth, Hajj is very special when the young boy go for Hajj. Jihad, reciting Quran, leading Taraweeh, filling masajid with our young boys, the teenagers. Guarantee for the Muslim that the future is for us. Once the youth, the young boys, are in action and practicing Islam, we can die peacefully. We can feel that there is future for Deenul Islam. And read the history of Sahaba. You find that 90% of Sahaba, they were young boys and girls. Now, we want to give our youth, young boys and girls, a chance to spread the deen of Allah and to propagate Deenul Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to give these young boys and girls opportunity to practice, and we have to let them lead the ummah. Yes. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy. Like that's why Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, he was saying that may Allah bless, and you have to encourage the young boys and to do three sports: swimming and shooting and riding horse. So when I look at these three sports, I don't know, it's a part of, not every one of us knows how to swim a professional swimming. And really, you feel a very, very proud when the person jump on the water to rescue someone swimming. That is not for everyone. You got special. Shooting and to get your target also is not available for everyone. Riding a horse. Once you find a young boy riding a horse, it's honor. There is a hadith about riding the horse, and it's an honor. They say the barakah and khair, it's in the forehead of the horses till the day of Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us make sure that our children grow up fi ta'atillah. And that's why Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said, keep a good relation for the children by the age of 14. From 14 up to, we have to keep a good relationship. Reason, because we need to gain the heart of these children. I'm wondering about the father who liked to fight with a teenager. No, you don't fight. You need to gain him. You need to use him for deen, not to create that hatred or enmity or misunderstanding. The greatest ni'mah, when our masajid full of the young people, the greatest ni'mah, when you see a young boy about 16 or 17 dressing exactly like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, eating and drinking, and you can see the nur of iman on the face of this boy, he's imitating and copying Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After 1400 years, you will find one boy in South Africa, which is not Islamic state, practicing deen. I'm very glad, I'm very happy when we see million of young boys huffaz reading Quran exactly like Jibreel alayhi salam. That's why we said the victory of Allah is coming, the Nasr of Allah will come because of these young boys and that ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And read the story of the young boys. When we find that young boys, his heart attached to masajid, love to go to the masjid and read salah and sitting and practicing deen, That is our honor. I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I see young boys come first before the elderly people to the mosque and to enjoy the coolness of the eyes in salah. And really, really, that is a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They make imaratul masajid. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the same hadith, and then he said, رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. A person, a woman called him for zina, that fornication. But this woman is not normal woman. That mansab, it means she got authority and jamal, beauty. The third crime, third major sin after shirk and kufr is zina. You know that to kill the person, the shirk first, and then kill the person, and immediately zina. So the third major sin after the in the eyes of Allah is zina. people, they don't know that the man, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tested him with the women. But in Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, "Az-zaniyatu waz-zani fajludu kulla wahidin minhum." That he start with the female, the adulterer. It means the woman, if the woman protected herself, the man will never make zina. But for stealing, Allah said, "As-sariq was-sariq." He start with the male first. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala discussed that matter of fornication or that zina, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke to the man and he said to him that Nisa'ukum harthul lakum. We have to implement and adopt the real belief that you cannot get that pleasure from illegal way. You have to get it halal. Nisa'ukum, your halal wife. Not any Nisa. And the biggest shame when we find a Muslim running after this desire, the biggest shame when we find that person who's not satisfied and run for haram. Brother and sister in Islam, it is a shahwa, it is a test of Allah, same like the test of money, the test of authority. And we do believe, and I myself personally believe, that it will never be a mess, a sickness and disease in our Muslim community. Majority of the Muslim are clean, are chaste, because we have a great ibadah. It's called lowering our gaze, the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All those, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them from haram, all those who involve on that fornication or zina, it's not a belief to make a zina. It's a weakness, or it's something that's called the trap of shaitan, or that the desire came to the Muslim because of shaitan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, "Alam a'had ilaykum ya bani Adam, alla ta'budu shaitan." Didn't I take a covenant from you, O son of Adam, that do not worship shaitan. Zina, the word zina, come from zina. And that's called makeup, or some illusion, or some feeling that you need to do it, but the fact you do not need it. Brother and sister in Islam, must know that we are weak, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protected me and you, and gave us the means to be powerful. Shari'atul Islam, Islamic law, it is that means of power. Hijab, lowering our gaze, protecting ourselves, and we did see in our life many people, women call them for haram, and many persons, they were in situation they can do that zina, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala write them amongst those who got the shade of Allah in the day of Qiyamah, and he said, "Inni akhafullah," and he declared, and he said it very, very clear, "I do fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala." If you look around yourself, or you look at your life, you will find that each and everyone was on some situation like that, but Allah give him iffat, afif, a truly afif. Afif is a chaste, a decency, fear of Allah. He left it for the pleasure of Allah. Da'athum ra'a, the women call him. You know, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he talk, he does not talk from his own. It's an inspiration from Allah. It's a wahi. When the women call the man for haram, it's half job done. So that man now, she made it easy for the person. But not normal women, not normal women, that are mansab. Mansab, it means power, authority, wealth, working for her. She will affect his life. Jamal is a beauty. Many people run after the women because of the zina, or that decoration, or that thought that he will get a pleasure on that moment or that day. But the beauty of this hadith said that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, faqala, it means that person said on a scene, said to that woman, which is a great da'wah, qala, he said to her, not to us, to her. He gave da'wah and he reminded her about the deen of Allah in that situation. قال إني أخاف الله وخشي الرحمن بالغيب. ناو ذا دين ناو ذا تقوى ماس كامن اكشن. And I can't remember that someone can give a da'wah to that lady or that person in that situation or in that time. إني أخاف الله قد أفلح المؤمنون. What a successful believer that الذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. Those who are protecting their private part for the sake of Allah. والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات. Allah praise those who are protecting their private part for the pleasure of Allah. And you know that hadith, احفظ الله يحفظك. Fear Allah, Allah will protect you. What is احفظ الله? You can't say I protect Allah. Use the means of Allah to protect your desire. Don't excite your desire. Don't come closer to the means of zina or some any trap of zina. And we know that the women, Allah praise them, حافظاتٌ للغيب, protecting themselves in the absence of their family. بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ, as Allah تبارك وتعالى protect them. Sayyidah Hind came to Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to accept Islam, and then Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you guarantee that you will never make zina, I can guarantee for you Jannah. So Sayyidah Hind said, oh, أَتَذْنِي الْحُرَّةِ, is the decent woman can allow herself to make zina? She was not a Muslim yet, but she was shocked when she heard that a free woman, a liberated woman, honorable woman, she can't get involved in zina. Because once the women make that haram and zina, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala took that nur of iman from her or him, and now become not hurra. It's not hurra. Hurra means liberated, free, decent, respected women. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy. I'd like to say shukran for those who sent for me SMSs. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save all of us from haram. He said, Sheikh, salamu alaykum, many people go out for months and years before they get engaged, and then marriage, is it acceptable? The greatest ibadah is to let your son or your daughter marry. The greatest ibadah. Allah reward those who has eased the way of the young boys and girls to marry. May Allah reward them. Reason? Because you make him muhsan or make her muhsan. What is muhsan? Chaste, protected, has no need. The asbab, the means of zina, become very, very far from him. So, let us believe that nikah, marriage, is a solution. Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawaj. I'm wondering about, I got one SMS here. One son said, my father don't want me to marry. Why? He said, I don't have enough income, or I don't have house. I don't say, you know what? Let the children get married. Allah, when you marry for the sake of Allah, you'll see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ease the way of that boy for rizqul halal. To marry is the greatest ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the parents as the means to open a home, Muslim homes. You bring one man and one woman together, one boy and one girl, halal, under the permission of Allah, and start to make ibadah and enjoy their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard every Muslim from any haram, zina or other, inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad Bilal asked me to stop for short break. Let me give you my SMS number or WhatsApp number, 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. Inshallah, we'll talk more after short break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran for those who send WhatsApp for us and SMS. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use our radio Islam as a hidayah for the people, inshallah. And I say shukran to all our friends who are listening to our program. And I got one message from our respected brother, said, we trust our children, but I don't know, is that the right thing or not? And we do believe that the trust is there, and we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant hifadha to our children, daughters and sons. But we know, we believe that no one is ma'soom. My friend, he said that inshallah our children won't do that haram, but inshallah Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will use you to have some thought of precaution and protection. And make dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant hifadha to our children, our wife. And yes, because if Allah accepted that dua of hifadha, He will never do it. That person will never do it. And we got so many hadith asking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to protect and mustn't put you in that situation. And we do have thousands of people, they thought about zina, but Allah doesn't make it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make it easy for him to do it because of that dua, hifadha. Hifadha, that Allah protect, bima hafiz Allah. Because the hifadha, the protection, the prevention from Allah, Allah took it. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave the ummah so many ways to protect themselves from the haram, not only zina. We do believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it major sin to protect the khalifa of Allah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he made dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect the ummah from the haram, especially that type of zina or that type of zina. When I talk about zina, I mean the izzat of the Muslim. Muslim, even if he's doing a zina out of marriage, he loses his izzat. It's izzat. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will never put you in that situation. And even if that situation comes to you, you will find the miracles of Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will find a way. And I'd like to say shukran to our brothers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's very difficult for a woman to marry, especially if one is shy to tell your family you want to marry. I am a widow. Oh, this is a lady. I am a widow for 10 years. What dua can I read? I can only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you. But I want to tell you, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married. For the first time, it was matchmaking. It was a plan. Khadija radiallahu anha, she did make a plan to get. I don't know. You feel shy for halal. But the greatest ibadah when you try, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. That anyone who facilitates and ease the way of the widow to marry, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will count him as a mujahid fi sabilillah. So we have to believe that nikah of that widow woman, it's also deen and ibadah for 10 years. And she feels shy to ask. And what about the ummah, the ulama, the family members? We have to encourage this woman to have halal husband. And as I said before the break, it's the greatest ibadah. And it's very hard for women, as my friend sent one message for me, it's very interesting. They say the women can forgive the zani, but they don't want to forgive the second marriage. I don't know how the people think like this. They say if my husband involved in some haram, she will take it easy and she will forgive, because this lady knows that is a temporary thing, but she don't want to accept that he married a second one. And she made dua that my husband must not make a second nikah. But I don't know if she made dua that Allah protect her husband from zina, because Allah counted as major sin, la taqrabu zina. So marrying a second wife, or to have your husband committing haram. And we did talk here on our program that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ. Do not come closer to the fahisha. Fahisha in Quran, most of the meaning of fahisha in Quran is zina or sodomy or major sin. Do not come closer to the means of haram, zina, right? وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ, the places of fahisha, or the means of fahisha, ma zahara minha, what is exists from it. We have some places exist. Ma zahara. Zaharat means it's a peer. A peer, it's like a clubs or the places of haram. Wa ma batan. And what is hidden? That is our big problem, the hidden one. That you find the person get involved in zina, only Allah knows. And subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and you. These people took advantage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered their secret, and he never exposed him or her. Now he taking it as a chance to do it again and repeat again. And we do believe that that is istidraj, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled them to the haram to give them a severe punishment. We do believe in our life that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did discuss that in so many hadith. And he asked me and you not to come closer to them. Any type of means of zina, like the internet or all that type of haram places. And don't forget, I just want to remind my listeners that we got a very terrible hadith that to make zina is a major sin. But to make zina with a married woman, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised that person that he will experience the half of azab of nar. Imagine that jahannam, that person will take the size of half of it on him alone. Imagine a person take azab of the half of jahannam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the wives of mujahideen. And we talk about mujahideen, I'm not talking about those mujahideen on the battlefield. Every one of us is mujahid. Every one of us striving for his life. People go to work, go to overseas for halal rizq. And those people who striving to gain the halal income for his children, we call him mujahid. You can't cheat Allah on these women. Half of azab of akhirah for those who make zina to the married women or the nisa of the mujahideen. Or as the hadith said, man zana bihalilati jare, the one who made zina with next door's wife, the neighbor's wife, or his friend, or those who working with him, or those who trusted him. That's why we said Shariatul Islam is very straightforward about the relationship between husband and wife, and husband and next door's wife, or the men and women, mahram and not mahram. Besides all of that, we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the effect of zina. He said, any person involved in haram, or that zina, that he will be punished by so many things. In the hadith, he has six signs, or six punishments he will get it before azab of Allah. Number one, Allah will snatch and take away the baha from his face. That nur of iman, or that sign of Islam, will be away from his face. And we did see in our life, people, they got the anger of Allah on their face, or there's no qubul on their face. And then, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will lead him to poverty. He will get faqr. He will experience poverty in his lifetime. And we did see kings, ministers, leaders, princes, or rich people end up poor or bankrupted because he doesn't want to believe that zina, it's a bad result. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. What a bad tariq. What a bad way. لَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. And then he will live short. Definitely he won't complete his umr. He will die before the time, because of the sickness and diseases. And then he will gain the anger of Allah. Sakhatullah. Sakhatullah. Imagine a person, Allah curse him. How are you going to get tawfiq? How will he enjoy his life? And then su'ul hisab. Bad hisab on the day of qiyam. Bad hisab. Counting when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with him in a bad way on the day of qiyamah. And then azabun nar. The punishment of jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And we do have a dua that when the women let the husband go out to work, or she leave the husband at work, or leave it at home, or she worried that there is women in his life, read this dua, اللهم حصن فرج زوجي، اللهم حصن فرج زوجي واجعلني قرة عين له. What a powerful dua. Oh Allah, protect the private part of my husband and make me a coolness of his eyes. You just love me only, enjoy me only. That is called qurratu ayn, coolness of the eyes. He mustn't get any pleasure out of my me. Allahumma inni astawdi'uka basara zawji. Oh Allah, I put the eyesight of my husband as amanah on your hand. Oh Allah, don't let the gaze of my husband or the eyes of my husband go to the haram. Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Oh Allah, don't leave me alone to myself and my desire, even a blink of eyes. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you will see how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save and interfere on that type of act, and he will safeguard you. And we do believe that lowering our gaze, wearing hijab, have a precaution on your relationship, do not use any means of haram to bring you closer to zina. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save all our friends and our Muslim. And we don't want to talk so much about this because it's not a mass disease, it's not common. We do believe that fitna of the ummah is not zina, but Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save us from any haram. Any haram. I was writing a research about the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promised them Jannatul Firdaus. In one hadith, in one gathering with Jibreel alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. And then, after you know that there are people amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah promised them Jannah with a proof from Jibreel alayhi salam, but they never take advantage of that. They did struggle to gain Jannah with A'mal, not only with a promise. You find the 10 Sahaba, the Mubashara bil Jannah, but they did work harder than before, because you can't take chance and you can't rely on it. And what about in that same research, what about some people, Allah promised them Jahannam. Jahannam, when we talk about Jahannam, it means the severe azab of Allah, the punishment of Allah. Many pious people, they work to save themselves from azab al-nar. وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا. They wish the mercy of Allah, but in the same time, is scared of the azab of Allah. Prevention better than cure. So you will get also some people, mubashsharuna bin nar, some people, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised them jahannam. May Allah save me and you. One of them, that person of zina. That person of zina, because he causing a corruption, he causing an error in the society, and we see how bad. How bad? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the wives of mujahideen, kahurmati ummahatikum. And we got a hadith that man khabba mra'atan ala zawjiha, whosoever caused a problem between a husband and wife, oh, you instigate and cause hatred between the woman and her husband. And we did see some people, they interfere on that relationship, and you want to steal the wife of someone else, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised him the azab of nar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we do believe that inshallah me and you, we will never go to Jahannam through the fadl of Allah or the favor of Allah. But we don't take a grant of that. We have to work. How to work? You must avoid any act take you to azab of nar. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised Iblis, Shaitan, that he will enter Jahannam. Because this Iblis committed a sin and he never tried to secure himself and prevent himself. He just left it like that. Allah promised the son of Adam, Qabil, the one who killed his brother Habil, because he's committing a sin and he did not try to find a way. Allah promised the son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Because this boy, he committed a sin between him and Allah, kufr, and him and his father refuse, and he disobey his father. Many of our brothers, when you got a fight with his parents, he thinks it's a social problem. You know, misunderstanding. Never. It's not misunderstanding. It's a sin. It's a sin. And if you look at the Imam Abu Hanifa, how he look at it, you will find that he's so serious about how important and how serious that you have to listen to your parents. Just leave kufr and haram away. Anything else, you must obey. You must obey as a ibadah. That's why we said, when the person go for proposing, I don't know what you call it, it's called samusa run. Oh, samusa, why is run? It means this man eats samusa run. Eats samusa run away, or what? It's a new word for me. My friend, he says samusa run. Why you say run? No, samusa sit. And samusa eat, and then bismillah. I don't know how many samusa you're going to eat to propose the girl. How many samusa? Now they said, mother must be there. Father must be there. You must make mashura, because love is blind. Love is blind. I'm telling you, my sons and daughters, you look at the eyes of the girl, but your mother look at the grandparents of your children. Look at that environment. Look at, after marriage, what you're going to get. So, make sabr and make mashura with your mom and dad. Now, Allah promised the Namrud, that king of Canaan, that adab, because he's arrogant. He's arrogant, so he must suffer in the fire of Jahannam. Fir'aun, how powerful he is, and after he saw that the adab of Allah, he decided to believe. But even when he started to believe, he believed in a funny way. He said, "Amantu bi Rabbi Musa." I believe in the Lord of Musa. He never say, "My Lord." And then you got Qarun. Allah promised him Jahannam. That Qarun, he got an advantage on his money and his wealth. Like many people, Allah give him ni'mat, and he's using this ni'mat against Allah. And we did see in our life. And then we got Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, also, it's enough that his name is Abu Lahab. Lahab is a flame. So this man is the origin of the flame, or the father of the flame. Arrogant, stubborn, related to Nabi, physically abused the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his wife, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبُ أُمُّ جَمِيلٍ, the wife of Abu Lahab, also because both husband and wife are in the trouble, because they never share the wasiyah that they must, I don't know, when we look at the women, and when we say الطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ, the good women, the good men must marry a good woman. And then we see in our life that good woman, she's stuck with a bad man. He said, no, it's not like that. You try to change him, you try to advise him, you try not to behave like him. Not to behave like him. Like Asia, the wife of Pharaoh, he's Pharaoh, but never, ever obey him on haram. And we did say it in many times here, that never ever get involved on your husband's evil, because you will be partner with him. Never allow him to use his authority to force you to do haram, any type of haram. And you cannot, impossible to obey him on haram at all. When your husband asks you to do this, and say, you don't listen to me, you don't follow my command, tell him, no, someone else commanded me before you. It's my Allah. It's my Allah. So the someone said, why my boss forced me to do some haram? I'm ordering you. He said, sorry, my friend. Someone else ordered me before you. It's Allah, Tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah, Rabbul Izzah, Tabarak wa ta'ala, safeguard the ummah from that type of adab, inshallah. And then we have Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, I want to invite our listeners, if you go to any kitab of seerah, and you just read about this type of kuffar. This Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, he took so many ayat that Allah criticized him. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَّهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَّشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. I never see in the Quran Allah did stress on describing a kufr of the kafir in a long term like this. That Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, that this one here also got a half of azab of nar. And we know, we do believe that Allah said in Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْذُورًا. Every Muslim must take the ayat of azab in a precaution, in a seriousness. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save us from any haram. Oh Allah, we are insan and you are the creator. Oh Allah, safeguard the ummah from any haram. Let us close our eyes in the time of death with your pleasure. Let the ummah live clean and chaste. Oh Allah, interfere in our life and safeguard the ummah from any haram. My friend sent for me SMS and say, can I repeat for him the dua? Oh, this is a lady. Allahumma hassin farja zawji. Allahumma hassin farja zawji. وَجْعَلْنِي قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ لَهُ اللهم إني أستودعك بصر زوجي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. That is a dua that inshallah nothing wrong will happen to your husband. Inshallah you will live in a clean home and family, and Allah will protect two of you inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and take us to Allah with the cleanness of Iman and Taharat inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. I'd like to say shukran for all those who send SMS. I could not respond. Jazakumullah on behalf of Brother Muhammad Bilal, my engineer tonight, and all our brothers and shuyukh there and ulama in the Radio Islam studio. Say shukran jazeelan. Inshallah, I'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.